Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
All right, time for us to take a look at some of the entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And we'll start, as always, with podcasts and our producer, Stefan Lombard, suggests.
You might find pop music frivolous and pay no attention to it, but we all live in the world that this song created. Baby One More Time defined a generation, changed music forever, and created two superstars. Stay tuned to find out just what I mean. Hit Parade is a music history podcast and delves into the story behind the song. Host Chris dissects how those tracks or artists you love or hate dominated the airwaves, made its way to the top of the charts, and shaped your memories forever. The story of Baby One More Time, for instance, is as much about then-unknown producer Max Martin as it is about Britney Spears.
He and his Stockholm Song Factory would go on to craft hits that were praised,
tell me why ain't nothing but a party,
hits that were pilloried, and hits that were playlisted by millions.
The presenter is not the most exciting voice to listen to, but very enlightening. The first episode in the series uncovers the story of Red Red Wine, a song we can all get behind. The show is perhaps most effective when it teaches you about the songs or artists you are less familiar with. Hit Parade is produced by Slate and available on your favorite podcatcher. Lekker luister.
Bye, Donkey. Stefan Lombard, our Cape Talk producer. Next, we're off to the movies, and producer Rafiq Wahid has a look at what's opening on circuit this weekend.
There's plenty to watch at the Bioscope this Black Friday weekend.
I saw exactly what I've always felt about Donnie Weeboy. And I saw that girl can't protect her child.
Margaret Jimmy's her boy.
He's your grandson.
Let Him Go is the film adaptation of author Larry Watson's novel of the same name. The film is an American neo-western drama starring Academy Award winner Kevin Costner and Diane Lane as a retired sheriff and his wife who set out to find their only grandchild after their son dies. Their daughter-in-law remarries, but a new husband and family are dangerous people.
We're trying to locate a Donnie Weeboy. He married our son's widow. Got our grandson with him.
You let it be known you're looking for a Weeboy. I'll find you.
Costner and Lane then go to great lengths to rescue their grandson.
We came to see our grandson.
My boy doesn't have to answer to you.
Your grandson. He's a Weeboy now.
The film carries an age restriction of 16.
Okay, Dad. Tonight's the big night. I'm ready to be 100% woke. Just like you.
For something more family-friendly, you can take the kids to watch the fun animation film 100% Wolf. The film centers on Freddy Lupin, heir to a proud family line of werewolves. Positive, he'll become the most ferocious werewolf ever. Freddy is in for a shock when his first wolfing goes awry, turning him into a ferocious poodle.
Let the wolfing begin.
Say hello to the big bad wolf.
A poodle.
Freddy must then prove to his family that he can be a big bad werewolf.
You have until moonrise tomorrow to prove you are a real wolf. Otherwise, you will be banished.
And finally, there's another drive-in option in Cape Town. The first Steakinic or drive-in experience at the V&A Waterfront kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock with the first screening of the new release, Jiu-Jitsu. The ticket price will be a flat rate of 250 Rand per car for new releases and 220 Rand per car for older films. Other kids and family films include Scoob, The Incredibles, Toy Story, and the new release, 100% Wolf. For more information, visit steakinicor.com. Or stakenigo.mobi.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid.
This is Cape Talk.
Now we move on to the small screen, where once again we call on Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to pick out some ideas for our viewing in the week ahead. Craig, great to have you with us as always. Hope you're well.
Hey, Pippa, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Craig, before we get to this week's TV viewing, a question from a listener that came through last week, and they've sent it again, wondering if there's going to be any coverage on free-to-air TV of the cricket, SA versus England. Do you know?
Rumour has it it will be, so we're holding thumbs. It's really exciting for viewers if they do get it. I think there's a match starting tonight, so get watching SABC3 this evening, and it should be on, and hopefully it's a good start for the rest of the festive season with all the cricket.
Let's hope so. We did check the schedules this morning, but there was nothing listed formally. But as Craig's indicated, we are hearing rumours that it is going to happen. So I think the best thing to do is tune in and see for yourself whether it's on, rather than assuming that it's not. And then obviously it is coverage. There's coverage on Super Sport. I think it's Super Sport Channel 1 this evening as well. Okay, Craig, let's take a look at shows dropping this week. And let's start on the free-to-air channels. One of my favourite series, dropping on SABC 3, it's a season behind what Mnet's currently showing, and that's The Good Doctor.
Yeah, so season 2 is starting tonight on SABC 3 at 6:30. That's if there's no cricket. If there's cricket, it's going to push it out, obviously, and then it'll start on Monday. But it's a really strong season for a really strong show. You know, Freddie Highmore is exceptional in this role as autistic Dr. Sean Murphy, and he drags you into the story and he makes you want to understand the condition a lot better, how he sees the world in a very different way. And, you know, even if it helps you look at things in a more positive way and maybe a different way to what you're doing, then I think they've actually done their job.
It's a fantastic piece of acting from Freddie Highmore. So as I mentioned, season 3 is underway on Mnet, but if you're watching on SABC 3, look for season 2 starting tonight at 6:30. Craig, for those who would prefer something entirely more escapist, there is a new fantasy series you want to flag on ETV.
Yeah, so The Librarian season 1 is starting on Monday, 30th of November on ETV. That's ETV 194 at 8:30. It's based on the Noah Weil movies of the same name. I think there were 3 of them to start with. And it follows this mixed-match ragtag team of librarians who are protecting this magical building called the Library. It's got everything in it, from Excalibur all the way to Noah's Ark. So it's blending fantasy and the Bible and all these myths. I think there's Thor's hammer as well. There's Rebecca Romijn's famous, Christian Kane, John Larroquette. It's really fun action fantasy series.
Okay, it sounds intriguing. The Librarian starting Monday evening on ETV at 8:30. Hands down, the series I am most looking forward to in the week ahead is something called The Undoing. Craig, it's got Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. The early reviews have been really, really strong. It starts on Monday night.
Yeah, also Monday night, the 30th of November, Mnet 101 at 9:30. It's hectic. It's a properly hectic drama series. Loads of rave reviews, like you said. It's a very adult-only first episode. Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman play a very successful couple living in New York, and they see their family life and their worlds torn apart by a murder. There's a lot of lies coming out. You know, it's very intense, but it'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, that's called The Undoing, starring Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. Mnet, 9:30 on Monday evening. Now, there's a documentary we want to flag that has already dropped on the National Geographic channel. It's airing again tonight at 8, and there are several repeats through the weekend. Craig, this is very pertinent to current affairs.
Yeah, it's called Virus Hunters, and it follows these experts. There's animal doctors, scientists, there's virologists, people who are actually in the know, and they're traveling around the world, and they're actually looking at not just COVID, but potentially the next pandemic, and they're trying to see if there's a way to stop it before it starts. You know, it's really intense, and it's factual. It's not, they don't joke around, they're not having a look at what may happen. They're actually using scientific evidence. They're using proper investigative sort of methods. And it was difficult because they were filming during lockdown. So, I mean, they had they had permits and all of this sort of stuff. And it's, like you said, really pertinent for now, especially with the threat of a second wave coming.
Okay, so yeah, absolutely fascinating stuff. Virus Hunters, the documentary airs on the National Geographic Channel, which is channel 181 on the DSTV bouquet, 8 o'clock tonight. And as I mentioned, there will be several repeats Saturday and Sunday if you want to look out for it. Now, I'm really intrigued about this next show, Craig, because I saw the name Julia Ormond and I thought, gosh, whatever happened to her? At the time she starred, like in the early 90s in Legends of the Fall, she was being, you know, being pitted as the next Meryl Streep and the next big thing. And she just never quite got to that level of fame. But she's been steadily performing in really good quality films over the years. What's Gold Digger all about?
Okay, so it's a drama miniseries that's starting on Wednesday, the 2nd of December, on Mnet at 10:30 in the evening. And Julia Ormond is playing a really, really, really wealthy widow, she's a divorcee named Julia. And she, her co-star Ben Barnes is playing a much younger lover named Ben. So it's quite interesting there. And basically, Ben is the same age as Julia's children, and they take sort of, they're not happy about the fact that their mom is now dating somebody their age. They think he's just in it for the money. She just wants to be happy because she's always put her family first. So now she wants to be happy. She's got this hot young lover, and there's friction with the children. Which way does she go? Does she want to be happy and ignore the kids? Does she make them happy once again? Really interesting, and also a bit of a psychological thrill ride.
Okay, so Gold Digger sounds really interesting. That airs on Mnet from Wednesday next week, quite late at 10:30. So set the recorder if that's too late for you. But Wednesday, the 2nd of December, the series is called Gold Digger. Okay, the next show, probably not my cup of tea, Craig, but I have to confess I'm not averse to a little bit of Dwayne Johnson now and then. So what's he got up to this time?
Okay, so this is his obstacle game show, The Titan Game. It's very similar to American Ninja Warrior and that sort of thing. Season 2 is dropping on Mnet on Thursday, the 3rd of December at 7:30 in the evening. And it's a very hardcore physical obstacle course that Dwayne actually put together. He's got this home gym that he calls the Iron Paradise, and it's got literally every single piece of equipment you can think of. So he actually goes through exercises and obstacles that he can barely do, and it's everyday people who have these physical abilities, and he then challenges them against pro titans who are basically defenders of Mount Olympus, and they're professional athletes. There's a professional Hollywood stunt woman, an NFL superstar, and it's purely sport adrenaline. If you think you can do something, you can actually do it and just go out there and prove yourself.
Okay, Titan Games airing from Thursday evening on Mnet at 7:30. Thank you, Christine, who's WhatsApp saying she has already seen Gold Digger overseas and it is really, really compelling and not to be missed. Nice to get that instant feedback, Christine. Thank you very much. Okay, so there's actually a lot on the terrestrial channels this week. Let's take a look now at the streaming services. And Craig, I really smiled when I saw what your pick of the week was on Showmax, because it is a new documentary from a team of filmmakers that I have immense respect for. Tell us more about Kingdoms.
Okay, so Kingdoms of Fire, Ice and Fairy Tales. I mean, I thought it was something to do with Game of Thrones when I first read it. And it's a docu-special, like you said, filmed by investigative filmmakers Vinay Dabod and Susan Scott. They basically go adventuring across the Northern Hemisphere, everywhere famous, Yellowstone National Park in America, Germany's Black Forest, all over the Arctic Circle. Really amazing camera work. If you think about something like National Geographic specials, Sir David Attenborough, that sort of thing. It'll either make you salty if your travel plans got cancelled this year, or if you're thinking about actually next year, it's the perfect inspiration.
I'm so happy for them that it's a happy and fun subject this time. Mm-hmm. Bonnie and Susan, of course, our listeners will recognize those names. They are the women who made the incredible documentary Thrip about rhino poaching. So I'm really happy for them that they had something a little bit lighter to work with this time, and really excited to see their new movie. So that is Kingdoms of Fire, Ice and Fairy Tales dropping on Showmax. There's also an interesting looking new series from BBC and HBO called Industry.
Yeah, it's a show that dives into the world of international finance. It follows young graduates who are all vying for a limited number of permanent jobs at this top investment firm in London. The lines between work, friendship, love and hate are going to blur. They find themselves competing with each other in this very ruthless sort of environment that takes no prisoners. Lena Dunham from Girls directs it, available from Wednesday the 2nd, and there's new episodes weekly.
Okay, so that's Industry on Showmax. What's hot on Netflix this week, Craig, besides Writing for Sugar, which we've already told everybody about? You've got another sugary something.
Yeah, Sugar Rush Christmas, reality show. They've got both seasons so far. And Chef Adriano Zimbo, he's a master of all things sugar. You name it, if it's got sugar, he's made it, used it, worked with it. He's testing bakers ahead of Christmas, everything from cakes to desserts to amazing cupcakes. And, you know, after the December that we've had, we should all be having a cheat month.
Just don't tell any of the dietitians. Okay, Sugar Rush Christmas. Adriano Zimbo is amazing. I've seen him as a guest judge on MasterChef before, and what he creates with his baking is extraordinary. So looking forward to that. Very quickly, you want to recommend something on Apple TV Plus?
Yeah, it's a docu called Becoming You, narrated by Olivia Colman, and it looks into your child's development in their first 200 days of life. So I think that's around about 5.5 years.
2,000 days of life.
Yeah, 2,000 days of life. Incredibly interesting, you know, especially for young parents who are maybe experiencing their baby for the first time, expecting parents in general, just so that you've got a better understanding of what's going on in that little head.
Okay, that's Becoming You on Apple TV Plus. And Craig, that's a wrap for today. As always, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Craig Fox, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. You'll find it on shelves now.